Hello.
Hey, is this Clyde?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Peter from Orbit Design. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, I guess. I could be
Okay.
doing better if I could sell some product on my website.
Yeah, I have just received an email. Like Sam told me that you're having some issues with your website. Can you please guide me those issues so that I can get it fixed?
Can I? Who's this speaking?
This is Peter.
Peter.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do again?
Can you just guide me the changes by opening your laptop? Like you can open your laptop, open your
I'm not in my
website.
laptop right now. I'm out of town.
Okay. So can you just
Now,
tell me
I sort
what
of
issues you
notated on there what was wrong. You can't purchase. Like, I went to the mobile site and to the other site, and you can't purchase anything.
Okay.
PayPal's not working. There are no logos. There's a lot of verbiage and requirements, like saying collect your personal information.
Okay.
It's not a
Yeah.
smooth purchase. You
Let me
can't pay.
know.
There's no shipping costs in there. And I sent the shipping cost to Joe over a week ago.
Yeah,
None of
sure.
that shows up.
Let me see first. What's the issue? Like when you add the products to the cart, okay, it make.
The price, it drops the price down in the cart, but there's no shipping added.
Okay, let me check. Okay, so I've added a product in the cart. It's for $78, and then there's an option of to add coupon or update cart or proceed to checkout. What I
Yeah, we don't need no, I don't know why you put coupon. We don't need no coupon in there.
Well, yeah, well, that's just a design, okay, to attract more
Okay.
customers that you
All
provide
right.
discounts to sometimes.
I got you. I got you. Okay.
Exactly. So when we go to the proceed to checkout page, it requires some billing details of the customer.
Yeah, why can't they just put their card number in?
Yeah. It's, wait a minute, let me check. The personal information is actually needed for the billing details, okay? So that the person can verify the card first, okay? And even you will get the data when people will enter here. So in future, if you can have indirect marketing, like you can send them messages, you have the customer's information, like previous customer's information, okay?
Okay. I can
Yeah,
capture
exactly.
that, you're saying?
Exactly. So that once you move towards indirect marketing, people can receive text if you apply any discounts on your website so that they can get text on their phone numbers, okay?
You're
And
breaking up, sort of. Here,
I
I'm
was
lost.
saying that when you move towards indirect marketing, what happens is that you have all the information of the clients who have previously placed order with you, okay? So once you apply any
Okay.
coupons or discounts on your website, they can get the notification, or you can send them notification to their phone numbers that there's a discount going on your website.
Okay. All right. Oh,
Exactly.
good,
That's
good.
why that information is, and that is not any
I see.
confidential information. That
Okay.
is just
All right.
general information. Okay, then we
Okay.
move towards the payment, which is make your payment directly into your bank account. Okay.
Yeah. Why does it say that? That
Okay, so
doesn't
you,
sound too that sounds sort of shady.
yeah, so you
Like it's
want
going to.
people to add their card numbers here and place the order, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so can you please hold on the line? Let me check what's the issue.
Okay.
Sure. I appreciate your patience, right? Just please wait for a minute, and I'll be
okay.
Get back. Okay.
Good.
Hey Clyde, you there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Clyde. I guess I just got checked and I think there's an issue with the checkout page. Okay, so I'll get that fixed within the next like 10 to 15 minutes. Okay, so you don't need to worry about that. Okay?
Okay, okay.
Okay.
Now, there was another part I saw on the mobile app because I had to look at it on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a part in there where there was a lot of white space and some verbiage in there when you went to the checkout.
Okay, please let me check.
I don't know if you can see that or not.
Okay, I'm using it on the phone. First, we go to the shop page. Then we add a product to the cart. And then it's
it was.
Mm-hmm.
There
might be an issue with the checkout page. That's why you might have seen the white part. Let me check.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm trying to get them.
Yes, there is an issue with the checkout page, okay? So I'll get that fixed within the next, like, 10 to 15 minutes, okay?
All right, okay.
Okay, and Clyde, also I got a notification from my billing department that there was a remaining balance of $350 of the hosting, which
yeah,
you need to pay
I know.
In the previous month. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I get your paycheck. Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
That was due on the 22nd, but I hadn't heard from anyone.
Okay, so when will you pay that?
Can we get the site fixed and then I'll pay you?
Okay, no problem. Then I'll get the site fixed.
I ain't got no problem paying, but I've been waiting since December on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no
we
problem.
We started this in December. So
I'll get it fixed within the next 10 to 15 minutes, okay?
All right, good deal. All right. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Peter.